Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Welch, W-E-L-C-H, system, Clint, I don't feel well. Number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one's wife has COVID. Next one's abdominal pain. Next one's nausea. Next one's leg pain. Next one's arm pain. Next one's severe muscle ache. Our patient is a 54-year-old gentleman, lives at home. They have 6 children between him and his wife. He is a manager of a trucking company. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink, period. He had past medical history, his appendectomy, and had was shot in the abdomen, nicked his kidney, nicked his colon back when he was 16 years old. Also, he had a patent foramen ovale, which caused a stroke some 5 years ago at the VA, and they went ahead and repaired that for him. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, has been told he had carotid stenosis, has not had that checked, and of course, he had a stroke a few years ago because of PFO. PFO. Allergen and drug allergy. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history. Prostate cancer, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, heart valve issues in mom. Colonoscopies up to date. Medication includes cholesterol medicine. He doesn't know the dose. Valsartan 321 today. Metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day. Aspirin 81 milligram a day. And the medication that the VA gave him, most likely Farxiga, that makes him lose sugar in the urine, which caused somewhat of a weight loss, and he was excited about it, period. His last A1C was 6.8, period. New paragraph, allergy none, 222 pounds. The weight's down about 5-6 pounds since a few months ago. By the way, his blood work is up to date. 96%, 97.9, 16, 65, 134 over 79. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, diabetes, skin shows, the eyes, TM slightly red, posterior and pharynx is red, inflamed, logical, non-focal. His COVID-19 test is negative, number one. Number two, lab work up to date. Number three, arm pain and leg pain, most likely viral. Nevertheless, we did look at his legs and arms to make sure there's no DVT or a PVD, none was found. Next number, history stroke, prompted us to look at his carotid. We looked at his carotid ultrasound. There's minimal calcification present. Next number, because of nausea and abdominal issues and a history of diabetes, we looked at his gallbladder, which was normal. His kidneys are normal. His spleen is normal. And he does have a slight fatty liver. Next number, we looked at his heart with a history of PFO and palpitations. No abnormality were found. Next number, no evidence of sleep apnea. Know that next number, he doesn't have symptoms of sleep apnea. Next number, mild lymphadenopathy in the neck region, consistent with URI. Next number is no medication required. Next number is mild BPH noted. Next number is findings we'll discuss with him at length before leaving. Next number is we'll take your results to the VA and also have his blood work and follow-up done at the VA hospital. Thank you.